The film legend Maureen O'Hara passed away in her sleep at her home in Boise, Idaho yesterday. She made over 60 films, including How Green Was My Valley and The Quiet Man. O'Hara received a lifetime honorary Oscar just last year when she was age 94. Jackie Leiden has this remembrance.
Maureen O'Hara was born Maureen Fitzsimons in Dublin on August the 17th, 1920. Her cascading red hair and sea-green eyes helped make her the queen of Technicolor.
Oh, English free, my island, I'm returning.
She loved singing Irish songs. She helped write the lyrics to this one, The Isle of Innisfree. It's the theme song from her best-known film, The Quiet Man, a classic romance directed by John Ford and set in Ireland. She had a way with Irish sayings and a way with John Wayne, her most celebrated co-star. Here's one of their most famous scenes from The Quiet Man. O'Hara plays village lass Mary Kate Danaher. John Wayne is the hero, a retired boxer who returns to his family's ancestral home. It's love at first sight when he spies Mary Kate in the fields, but they don't speak. When they finally meet, he yanks her into his arms. They kiss, then she tries to hit him.
It's a bold one you are. And who gave you leave to be kissing me?
So you can talk.
Yes, I can, I will, and I do.
In 2000, she told NPR Scott Simon what happened behind the scenes.
I hauled off and sucked him in the jaw and
broke
a bone in my own wrist.
O'Hara and Wayne made 5 successful movies together, including the westerns Rio Grande and McClintock. They were an electrifying, cinematic pair. Again, from her NPR interview.
I always stood toe-to-toe with Duke. And in fact, with every leading man I worked with, I always stood toe-to-toe.
Leading men like Jimmy Stewart, Tyrone Power, and Walter Pidgeon. A tall, athletic woman, O'Hara did almost all her own stunts, including fencing. Maureen O'Hara had to be tough, to endure decades of physical and emotional abuse from director John Ford. She detailed this in her best-selling autobiography, 'Tis Herself. In The Quiet Man, John Wayne memorably drags O'Hara down a hill. Ford had the hill covered with sheep dung. Always, she endured it. Maureen O'Hara began acting as a child. Charles Laughton discovered her when she was just 17. He soon cast her as Esmeralda in The Hunchback of Notre Dame. Alfred Hitchcock directed her in Jamaica Inn. By the 1960s, she was doing family comedies and TV dramas. If there was anything she loved more than acting, it was Ireland itself. Shay Mary Doyle, an Irish documentary filmmaker who interviewed O'Hara several times, describes how proud her countrymen were of her career.
The idea of an Irish actress being out there in Hollywood, it was so glamorous to people. So knowing that this was one of our own doing really well in America, she's always been very special and always caring about Ireland and coming back and interested in what was going on here, you know.
Here's what O'Hara said when she received her honorary Oscar in 2014.
May the road rise to meet you, the wind be always at your back, and may the sun shine warmly upon your face.
That was Maureen O'Hara's Irish blessing. For NPR News, I'm Jackie Leiden.